Number 7, stay solution focused. Once engaged in problem solving, it's easy to focus on the first part of the process and forget the second. While it's necessary to clarify what the problems and the conflicts are, both spouses really need to concentrate on the solution, not the problem.
Years ago, my brother Mark shared something he'd learned while attending business school. One professor indicated that many companies have developed a strongly enforced policy to ensure greater efficiency and effectiveness during their board meetings. Simply stated, the rule is this: no member is permitted to bring up any problems unless he or she also offers at least one possible solution. This is now a practice that has been adopted by many organizations and leaders. Thus, in almost any discussion of problems, people are routinely expected to suggest several alternatives and then give their recommended solution. Marriage partners can learn a useful lesson from the business world. Husbands and wives might choose to adopt the informal policy that any time either spouse has a complaint, he or she needs to offer several solutions for the two of them to discuss.
This approach helps us avoid the habit of venting whenever we're bothered about something. We must be proactive in expressing our concerns instead of simply reacting emotionally. If a couple adopts a solution-centered policy, less time is spent debating, and problems can be resolved more quickly. If either partner slips into a long, drawn-out discussion of grievances and problems, he or she can be gently reminded, humorously if possible, to discuss the solutions. This simple, non-critical reminder, when offered in the right spirit, quickly restores the discussion to a more productive level. Sometimes problems are brought up for reasons other than a need to solve them. It may be all our mate needs is a listening ear and an understanding heart. If ever in doubt, simply ask, "Do you want me to just listen, or do you want my recommendations for solutions?" If you want to vent frustrations of the day, you can begin your dialogue with, "I just want you to listen." Naturally, we all have times when we simply don't know how to solve certain problems. When this is the case, we are not in a position to offer any solution at all. There are times when we need our helpmate. We all need to occasionally depend on others, especially our spouse, for suggestions on overcoming those challenges that we haven't been able to handle on our own.